Hey, listeners, welcome to the last episode of season 3, Grown Man Project. We've had guest host Dare Sneed on.
As well as
Kurt and myself. And we've been holding it down. And I'll tell you what, we have probably had one of the best ranges of conversation and people in the whole time we've done this. And you're thinking, well, you've only done 3 seasons. Well, let's be very clear. Season 1 was a weekly episode for a year. That was a marathon.
63 episodes, I think, was season 1.
Right. And so, you know, we came out guns blazing, and then we dialed it back and got a little bit more intentional about how we did it, what we did, and who we brought on. And now finishing up season 3, and hearing from some really incredible people, it's just nice for us to rewind and kind of have some time to ourselves, using what we've learned, what we've heard, and bringing in this year, 2022, with some clarity, with some thought, things to pursue and, you know, stew on as we gear up for another year being a grown man.
Darius, how is first? I couldn't have said that better, Adam. Well done, sir. Welcome to the show. Dang. and I'm joining you with, you know, a little brown water over here.
Yeah, we got a coffee mug.
Is that it? Ain't coffee.
Some brown water.
It's a different type of brown water.
That's a different. It's not bean water. It's a different kind of brown water.
Yeah, hilarious.
D, how is your first season as a grown man co-host? How you feeling?
I feel great, man. I really did. I had some cool conversations with two incredible people that I hold near and dear. They're actually both kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum here. One's heavily involved in music, and the other, Isaiah, is a mentor in the business realm with Seabreeze. But both guys were just so cool. But it's also been great as a listener as well, listening to the guys you have been talking to, especially, I think his name was Chad. Maybe I got it wrong, Chad or Chase. I maybe got his name all wrong today, but he has the company about the grill and all the seasoning. What is that? Adam, help me.
Oh, you're talking about Casey.
Casey.
God. Yeah. Casey Bard. He's the, over at Tacticalories. Yep.
Casey, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to mess up your name, but I enjoyed his because he was so practical, like all the way to like, it was kind of like how I grew up. Some of the things he said, you know, especially about what it means to be a grown man. It's not a finish line, stuff like that, man. It was good. It was really good. So I just enjoyed the wide range of people across the board in this season. It's been great as a host and a listener.
Well, Bishop, I'm so grateful that you decided to dive in with us. And I really do mean like dive in. Darius was like, Darius made Adam and I look bad. He goes, how many episodes should I get recorded? Great. I'm going to do them all in 1 week. And I'm done. So y'all suckers can figure it out for the rest of
the It wasn't like that. I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to come to it so y'all wouldn't be like, let's kick him off next year because he was more of a handicap.
Do your job.
You are perpetually invited, my friend. You're a grown man member for life.
All right.
I think Bishop, you bring such an awesome, just I know it's an overused word, but truly like this, just like humble authenticity, like just a composed voice and perspective to the show that I'm so grateful for, man. So thank you for jumping in.
Yes,
this season
it's been great.
And Darius, you said something very cool that Kurt and I have kind of kept in the vault as the secret sauce. And it's, dude, we literally get on here, we record, and we just get to have conversations with people that build into us, that are life-giving and are really incredible.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of hanging out, you know, and we get to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a free, sometimes you're getting a free hour of somebody's time that's very valuable. You know, our end too, right? My time, Kurt's time, your time, but also like just to have the range of people in here. And then for you to go and someone you admire and say, man, I want to get real with you for an hour. Uh-huh. And I want everything that you're willing to dish out, and I want to listen.
Right.
And I think as guys, sometimes, man, as especially men, we forget the power of listening. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that's also built a skill set for me, at least, mm-hmm. in this process of doing these podcasts. So, yeah, man, I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
It is very cool. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Talking to people who you admire, and because the conversations that you have with people outside of this, a lot of it sometimes we get what they do, but it's in a 5-minute conversation, and everything else is like, let's enjoy, you know, a grill out together, or if we have families getting together whatsoever, and we maybe have ace, but we don't get to really get in depth all the time. So to have something where we're intentionally listening, I think is important, and it that has been that for me.
Well, and dude, to like realize too, like what you said that Casey shared around, like there's no finish line. Like this thing is about, mm-hmm. is truly about, it's project for a reason, grown man project for a reason, mm-hmm. that there's no like, okay, day that all of a sudden I become a grown man, right? Mm-hmm. It's, man, I'm always working towards what that means for me in this season of my life.
Right.
And it's just this like constant evolution of like, you know, and I believe, you know, scripture for the three of us here recording scripture tells us that, that project will be finished on the day of Christ Jesus. So yeah. we got some time to be working on what that looks like for each of us. And I'm curious, one of my favorite things to do in these finale episodes, especially when we end like towards the end of the year, right? So this podcast will drop, I don't know, sometime in December. Folks will be listening to this and kind of winding down their year, getting ready for the Christmas season, leaning into that holiday season, and just such a natural time to reflect on, hey, what's gone well this year? What's maybe not gone according to plan? What do I want to take from this year into the year to come? Mm-hmm. And then also thinking about like, what do I want this upcoming year to be like? What do I hope to experience in this year upcoming? And what is God? What do I think God might have for me, mm-hmm. In this upcoming year? And there's a real simple exercise that I don't know where I picked it up, but I started doing it with Casey and with my buddies a few years ago, that I think is so powerful because of the constraint, right? Constraint makes us really focus and get clear on things, right? So the constraint of two simple questions. First, if you had to pick one word to define what this past year has been for you, what your experience has been like over this past year, what would it be and why? And the second question, if you had to pick one word that you hope might describe the year ahead, what would that word be and why? And man, we're going to go through that exercise here on the show. So you talk about in the fire, as Coach likes to say. I texted these guys like an hour ago and was like, hey, I think we should do this. So they put a lot of prep while Adam was, you know, putting Wade down for the night. I'm sure he was thinking what his words were.
Sleep.
But man, this exercise, I hope that y'all listening to this, like this is an exercise that you can spend some quiet time on. Like you can spend some reflection. You can spend some time with God, being prayerful about what those words ought to be, what maybe he puts on your heart. You can spend some time with your spouse. My time prepping for this was literally having dinner before jumping on this podcast, talking with Casey about, hey, what would your words be? And just such a fruitful conversation. You can have this conversation with a total stranger, like somebody you're trying to get to know and meet for the first time. And instead of talking about like, you know, what the weather's supposed to be like this winter, like ask them what their words would be. Get into a real conversation with somebody, right? So that's my encouragement and my hope is that not only do you listen to this episode and maybe there's a word for you in it, but also that you might take this exercise and actually put it into practice for yourself.
Yeah, the three go-tos for most guys out there of surface level conversation. Number one, weather. Number two, sports. Number three, politics. One, two, three. That is it. I am telling you, pay attention. Pay attention. Most icebreakers with men will fall into one of those three categories, and very rarely do they get out. They stay there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are trying to fight, because we are trying to get depth into a man's soul.
Yeah.
Right. And find the substance there so that we can help bring that out, because that's what God has called us to do in community.
Yeah.
Right. Is to grow in that way together. And so, yeah, man, I'm with you.
Depth and substance, baby. Did y'all see that Man Park SNL skit? I know Adam saw it because I sent
that
it.
That was so
did
funny.
You see it there?
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Oh, D, I'll send it to you. Okay. Y'all gotta watch it if you haven't seen it.
Oh man,
seen it yet? But it is the epitome of, like, you know, the snark around men needing community.
it's funny. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But Adam, what I thought was funny about the three that you mentioned, weather, sports, and politics. And if you don't agree on the last two, you just stay on the weather.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even go there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here like, the sports and politics, but I don't think I've ever thought about what the weather is. An interesting one. Well, I'm a pay attention.
You don't go to weather?
No, I do not. But I'm sure it has happened in conversations with other guys. I just don't pay attention to that one. But sports and politics are two things I already know. It's like, yeah, we're going to have
a, like, Darius, is that not in some shape or form that transaction in the beginning, whatever deposit it is in the beginning, it literally is there. That's what it is. Yeah.
When you're trying to find something that is the compatibility between one another, as far as men, no matter what guy, I like, sometimes I go to a family's house and it's like, you know, I'm artistic black guy, bald, earrings, you know, and most of the guys I interact with here in Orange County are white guys, suits, you know, they sit on the ninth floor. Mm. Immediately, my first few questions, I'm talking, hey man, you like sports, like football? You know, or, and then they usually go, you know, I'm not a black man like you, you know, but I respect you guys. Like, you know, these are my beliefs, and they go into politics. It's like, okay, here we go. So literally, those are the, I like when you said it, it's like, yeah, that's what we resort to.
Do you really get a lot of that? Do guys just come out blazing like that? Of like,
yeah.
Just to clarify, I'm not a black man. Yeah. Like, that needed some clarification.
I think because people want to relate and they find it. A lot of people don't have interactions with people outside of their culture. So immediately the first thing to do is, let me disarm all of the tension that I feel. And immediately they go, I have one or two other black friends, and we talk all the time about, and I see what's happening in this country, but this is what I think about it. But respect to your code, you know, like, immediately it goes there. Mm-hmm. I think to disarm the uncomfortability that they may feel. So I just sit there and smirk like this.
You should let them just stay in it. Just like, let them stay in it, man. Just,
it's
like,
great though, is because that's how we evolve.
Just simmer, like, just simmer in
just
the awkwardness.
Just sit it. Don't say anything back. No, but it's good because it starts the conversation off. But as you say that, Adam, I'm thinking that is what we usually go to. Like, I'd never what have a conversation do, about, hey man, how are things with your family and stuff like that. Like, we don't have that. That's not our first go to.
Yeah.
Man, I will say, you say that Snead about politics and especially people, and I still can't get over it. Every time I talk to you now, I'm going to go, no, listen, Darius, I'm not a black man. Like, just to remind you.
Oh, I see.
Like, oh, I see. That's how you should respond every time. Oh, I see that.
Like,
yeah,
oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, cool. We're on the same page here.
I will say, like, man, what a heavy week, in another week where we just need to be prayerful for our country and prayerful for our communities. And, like, you know, this podcast isn't a place where we need to air out politics or right or wrong or whatever. But man, this is the week for y'all that are listening at the time that we're recording this. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial came to a close, and the thing that I feel compelled to say about it is, I'm scrolling through my Instagram feed, and there is just polarizing post after polarizing post. And I follow enough people on Instagram from kind of both sides of the conversation. And I was sitting there the other night, scrolling through Instagram, and I had to like stop and say to Case, I'm like, I've not seen one post that is trying to understand the experience of someone else. All I've seen are, here's what my experience tells me my reaction should be to what just happened. And man, one of the things I love about this podcast format and part of my hope for this show is that we might talk to people from other walks of life with other perspectives, with other experiences, with a posture of just being curious and trying to learn and trying to listen well and trying to understand what somebody else's experience may have been. But man, no, there's no time where that posture is more important in our country and in our boots on the ground communities.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you in regards to the understanding part. As there is an action that needs to take place after understanding something or having a conversation. And I don't fault people for that. You know, we all have to come to a point where just understanding isn't enough and we make a decision. And sometimes that does split us more than divides us or that it brings us together. But in it all, it does start this has to be a conversation that people are just scared to have. I'm scared to have.
Yeah.
And mostly because it's going to definitely bring things up that you're not willing to confront within your own paradigm, within your That's own good. Thinking that you may have to maybe uproot and get rid of things that are comfortable. We haven't asked ourselves questions of why we believe certain things or why we engage to jump right to this conclusion every time something happens. But it's comfortable for us. And to lose that, we lose control and we don't know what the other side looks like. So it does start with the conversation to understand. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love that. I love that challenge of like the next step is like, do something, right? Make some choices going forward.
You got to do something. You got to do something. Now, what you do is up to you. So we give glory to God for that.
That's good. That's good, man. That's good. Well, I know I gave y'all, you know, plenty of heads up to think about the prompt. I mean, a whole 60 minutes. Could you really ask for anything more than that? For me,
I mean, you
didn't, that's better than 6 minutes. I think the last one was like six
Kurt,
minutes.
You didn't ask us.
It wasn't on the calendar in advance enough for you, Kurt.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
At least you were in the zombie zone.
I was full on in the zombie zone.
Bro, the zombie zone is a real thing nowadays. After that one recording, it's a real thing, bro.
Zombie zone, hot route.
Yeah.
Hot route.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Kurt, I'm going to go because I'm in a really cool spot right now. Coming in this, you know, thinking about this almost a year ago, having the same recording of review and what we're looking into now. And so my word coming into 2021 was stewardship. And I felt very led in this through the parable that Jesus talks about the talents and that God entrusted some different people with the number of talents. And, you know, as the parable goes, some of them took those and took advantage of that opportunity, multiplied it, invested, used it for good, tried to make the most with it, never gave up, and they were rewarded. And then you have the person that gets entrusted with so much and they decide to hold on to it, not do much with it, bury it because they were worried. They were fearful of what would happen if they tried to do anything with it. And I wanted to step out and step into faith with that. And so, I believe that stewardship was a great fitting word for me coming into 2021. And I'm so excited to say that, God's provision has been so incredibly robust. It has been so amazing to see and feel the favor that I received throughout this year as a husband, as a father, as a brother and colleague has, it's been great. There's nothing that stands out like, gosh, yeah, that didn't go that way. Like it was very apparent. And man, if I'm keeping it real with you boys, 2022, I'm staying in the fire and I'm rolling with stewardship again, because right now for me, there is so much work still needing to be done. There's some great momentum going. There are some things that God is doing and working through. And I think the reminder of stewardship for me in this season, as I've now gone through a year of it, is to be entrusted with those things, but not idle them. Not idle them. So to take it seriously, to multiply, to do those things, to invest it and into others, but to not idle those things, whatever that personal achievement is or that tangible item, but to enjoy the spoils that God has destined us to have. And I do feel strongly about that. So yeah, man, I'm staying with it. 2022 is stewardship reworked again and going strong. So that's where I'm at, man.
Dude, I love that. I Adam, I remember you choosing that word last year, and that being like in that moment, there were like a couple of weeks of stretch where it was just like so clearly that God was just like putting that word on your heart and on your mind. But man, like you talk about what it means to be a grown man, like you shared that with your wife. You guys decided to lean into what stewardship looked like with your financial resources, with your time, with your energy. Yep. And y'all like leaned all the way in and really went after that this last year. And to your point, like, man, I've watched God just be so faithful in your lives.
Yeah,
with not that it wasn't challenging. I know it was hard. Y'all made a lot of hard choices this year. But there's been so much fruit in it. So for you to, what's the phrase? Oh, I know, double down and play big and go for another year of stewardship, man, I'm stoked to see what God does with that.
Thanks, Kurt. Yeah, man, me too. I feel very strongly about that, that there's a lot of work left to be done. And, sometimes if it ain't broke, you don't fix it. And right now things are running really well. And, I'm gonna continue to lean in and trust God that this is where he's got me, and this is what we're supposed to be doing.
I love that, bro.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. You're out the zombie zone.
I ain't in the zombie zone, baby.
Yeah.
Ain't in the zombie zone. But he said stewardship, that works. Run that back. Let's do that again.
Run that back.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's good.
I love it, bro. That's awesome. Would you say, Adam, you chose that word stewardship for 2021, like you chose that in 2020 going into 2021, and you feel like that was a good, like just a good representation for your year?
I do. I really do, man. Just like learning how to be a steward with my time and to not dwindle that away, to say, no, as a grown man, I got an opportunity right now. I got an opportunity to make some excess income. I got an opportunity to go serve somebody. I got an opportunity to get home early and serve my wife by getting the kids from school so that she doesn't feel that pressure. You know, I have to be a steward with the resources that I have to pour into other things like this project, right? Like I had to say no to some things, and I have some things that I am, purging to create margin for things that I'm being led to, right? That is what it looks like to be a steward with everything that God's entrusting you with. If I don't do that, then I'm showing up to this and all I'm doing is just getting the hour in to get it recorded and move on versus feeling a conviction around wanting this to further sink in, to create more opportunities for conversation of depth and substance. And I'm not able to do that if I'm involved in three other things that demand of my time. And the person that ends up getting the least of that besides myself is my wife. Right. Mm-hmm. And realistically, even a smaller portion is God. So it's foolish to think that, without that mindset that I would be able to even be sitting here to have these recordings, to do this stuff, to, and to not feel like I'm not feeling this like weight of my mind right now is in three other places. Right. Because like I have so much to do, right? don't be mistaken, your brain not working at all can be the zombie zone, but you being involved in so many different things at one time can also put you in the zombie zone, because you got no margin. You got no margin for yourself. If you don't got margin, like we talk about this, man, and my good friend Jeremy Boone, right? If you want to lead well, you got to live well. And if you don't live well, then you're not going to lead well, period, the end.
Preach, coach.
So if you don't create the margin, if you don't bring in margin and be a good steward with that, forget it, man. It's a wrap. So, yes, I think it's leaning in for sure. 2021, a lot of challenges in that. I feel like God put me in the right place, gave me the right mindset, and a great spouse to do it with. The end, right? Community locked, rock solid. Locked arms.
Dude, you got to run that. So, you got to run that line back one more time. You can't just drop it once and move on. Run that line back one more time. You want to lead well? What?
If you want to lead well, you got to live well first. So if you're not living well, you're not going to lead well.
Well,
it isn't happening.
We can end. We can end the podcast.
Jeremy Boone, have we had Jeremy on? We
got to
have Jeremy.
No, man. We've tried to get Jeremy on for some time now. That'll be a good one. I got a failed podcast recording. Right, you want to talk about just like being a grown man, the pit in my stomach from a failed recording of arguably one of the best interviews I've had, and the dang thing did not record. And so you talk about the margin in my heart for that. You talk about the margin in my stomach. Nah, so good learning moment, and that guest will try to get on for another season, because I don't think that they either have the margin right now with everything in their life and what they do. So looking forward to hopefully circling back to that one and having another incredible conversation. But yeah,
I love that you're going to leave him unnamed. That just like builds the suspense that much more. I love that. But just real quick, shout out Jeremy. We got to get Jeremy. We're going to clip.
Yeah,
this.
Jeremy's going to get
your personal invitation. There the we podcast. Go.
We got to
teach folks how to be follow worthy, right? That's right. That's the goal.
Why should I follow you? Why should I follow you? Mm. Why are you follow worthy? Right.
It's a good question.
I mean, that question right there, man, you could ponder on that one. So you don't even have to be in a leadership position in your business, organization, your church. But like, why are you follow worthy?
Yeah.
Why should your children look to you and follow you? Why should your wife look to you and say, that's a man worth following and pursuing? You know, there's a lot of dynamics there, man.
Good, man.
Why are you follow worthy? So
good.
Yeah, man, that's me. There we go. Stewardship.
Get him on. Stewardship. I love it. You know, there's a phrase that came to mind when you were sharing that, Adam, that I feel like God's brought up a few different times in conversations like this lately, that I most recently heard Craig Rochelle say it, but he said the quantity of your no's will define the quality of your yeses.
Mm.
And I think especially coming out of a pandemic season, and like, things are open back up. You know, we had these conversations about like, be intentional about what you add back in. And I don't know about y'all, but like, I felt like as intentional as I may have tried to be about what I add back in, everything just seemed to get added back in. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling that weight as we finish the year strong of, man, the quantity of your no's will define the quality of your yeses. That ought to be marching, and that's good stewardship to your point, man. That's
you make your no's as powerful as your yeses. That's the way that I take that. Make your no's as powerful as your yeses. If you can say no to those things, that means that your yes is that much more powerful.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. Every time you say yes. I love that, man. What about you, Darius? What do you got, buddy? What's your word? Give us your this year's and next year's. What do you got?
I feel like
hold on. Before you share that, is that a Bishop jersey behind you?
Oh, yeah.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
That's a Bishop jersey.
Adam said I can't see it. Yeah, that's a Bishop jersey. So that was a part.
I'm blinded by your neons. Okay, I'm sorry. I got freaking LED can lights up here in a drop ceiling with a mule deer from 1975 that my grandpa shot. You're over here with some custom blown glass mogul neon, whatever. You probably got like a $5,000 guitar, some custom jersey. I mean, listen, don't you start with me, okay? Don't even give me that lip.
I didn't even say anything. That's the thing.
I started on him and he took it out on you.
No, you can't see, Adam. Don't you give me that. I got good eyes.
I got roasted. I just got roasted. I didn't even say anything, man.
I got 20/20 vision. Come on.
That's messed up.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I would. First of all, thank you for the prompt, Kurt. I love this exercise. And Adam, thank you for what you said. I think that's something that I will be applying to my life as well, because it goes along with what I feel like this year and what next year will be. The word that describes this year for me was to adapt. There was so much change in this year for me, and it came from being resolved in who I am. Now, turning 30 last year was a big moment. And they always say that the light bulb goes off when you turn 30. But I didn't know what that meant until it did. It happened. I began to care less, but not be careless. You know what I mean? So, which was something that I don't feel like I had with Emmy. I came to resolve within self. But with that came everything that I was doing had to change. And so I had to learn how to adapt over the course of the season, from stepping away from the job that I had, saying a lot of no's and beginning to improve the quality of my yes, bringing that back around. That is exactly what happened this year. And I remember one day I've been trying to get into plant, y'all, and I suck at it. Okay. So, y'all pray for me as I learn how to become more into plants, but I want to put more plants around all of our studios to make them look like a home, as you know, we are, broadcasting, daily out of the studios. So one of the plants I had gotten, it was a gift to me, and it was in this small thing. And over time it was growing so wide, but, I went to water it one day and I noticed that all the water had just like fell to the bottom. It's like, well, that's weird. So I pulled, you know, the plant out, and all the roots were literally tangled all together. And they were like trying, you could see they were just trying to escape that space. And what I had to do, I went and researched and asked a few friends and said, oh, that needs to be repotted. That needs to be repotted so it has the room to grow. Man, and literally my light bulb in my head went off about my life, because I had outgrown so many of the spaces that I was in, which had shown me that it was time for change and I had to adapt, but I didn't have the space to adapt in. So now now that I've outgrown my space, I've now repotted my life. And there was some hard conversations that needed to be had. There was some change that people were counting on me, and they saw me a part of their visions for years. Like, this doesn't look right for me, because in this space, now I am becoming so tight and so tangled where my emotional health, my physical health, my relational health, everything was declining. So adapting and coming to that resolve, being repotted and getting into that space has been 2021. But going into 2022, I think my word for 2022 is, now that I have been repotted, I need to focus. Focus is my main word. Focus, focus, focus. Everybody has a race to run. Everybody has a race to run. I can't run Adam's race. I can't run your race, Kurt, but I can run my race. And many times in life, especially how we live today, everything teaches us to compare our walks to one another. And if he's doing something here because I'm visibly seeing it day to day, I begin to go, man, I'm not doing anything, you know, or I'm not focused on the things that are giving me life, that are in front of me. I'm not stewarding my opportunities and the things that God has blessed me with, the gifts that are around me. I'm not being present. Like Casey said in that interview, I'm not being present. That's what a grown man looks like, is being present with the resources. I'm not focused because I'm so concentrated on what everybody else is doing. But now that I've been given this new opportunity in this new season to be in a different space, I can focus on my race. Because if I don't run my race, who's going to run it? right? You know, like we only get such a I keep going back to Casey's podcast because he said a lot of practical, pragmatic things that I feel like just are simple, just simple stuff that we overcomplicate. But he was talking about you get like these three like seasons to live as an adult. It's like you get 18, 18, and 18 or something like that. He was saying like being a grown man, you think that it's just at 18. No, it kind of keeps going. But in these seasons of life that we only get this fraction of life to live. So if I only have a fraction to live, this is the race that's been put before me. If I spend 2 or 3 years worrying about what you're doing, engaging my walk according to how you're moving, I have missed out on an opportunity to live and I won't get it back because you can't get time back. Time is always going. So what I believe next year is going to be is focus, focus, focus. And that's been my run. I've already started walking in that. It's like, man, I've had to get rid of friends that were causing me to put my focus and attention. I've had to eliminate certain activities I was doing, stop watching so many shows so I can get some hours back, you know, all these different things, the small things that we do, we don't realize. Let's cut back on looking at Instagram for 30 minutes out of my day. How can I put 10 minutes here, 10 minutes here? You know, all these things. Let me improve my weight here. Let me make sure that I'm not, you know, going to bed at 11 or at 1 o'clock every morning so I don't get up early enough to go work out, you know. So it's like this is the race that I have to run. And if you can't run with me and if I'm missing hangouts and you're upset because the time and the intention that I did have that you were getting more in the previous season is gone, I got to do what's best so that I can actually sustain and live these periods of life and becoming a grown man. So focus 2022. Here we go.
Focus. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Just go ahead and I just want you to grab that mic and then just like let go of it. That's what I want you to do.
Nice.
Bro, I love that. And my encouragement to you is like you talk about you're the only one that can run your race and brother, you're hitting your stride.
Mm.
Like that is what I've felt from you, especially man, even just these last like 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. When I talk to you, there's just a different like energy. There's a different focus. There's a different like momentum about you. That is like, it's no longer like, well, here's what I'd like to do eventually down the road. Here's my plan like a year from now. It's the like, man, I have vision and I'm stepping into it right now.
Yes,
like
yes.
Rolling into it right now.
Right.
Like I have just felt that from you and seen that from you in such real ways, dude. Thank you, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it is, but it comes from knowing who you are too, you know? And I think we spend so much time trying to prove what we are to other people before we realize it ourselves. There was something that I realized about myself that I can be transparent, and I don't mind sharing this for the world to hear, but I love to help people, but it got to a point where it was like, I had to ask myself, what are you trying to prove? Are you trying to prove to yourself that you can help people? You've already proven that. Now help yourself. Get the weight under control. Stop going to Taco Bell every night. And, you know, all the things that are simple things. I'm just being, Kurt, you know, I got to be 100. But it's just, these are things, it's like you have proven that you can help other people. You've proven that you can give, you have a big heart, and that you would give your check to someone else so they can pay your rent and you would go without. You don't have to do that. Now prove to yourself that you can steward what God's put in front of you. Thank you, Adam, for that. And run your race. Because if I'm not here and I'm not present, I can't do those other things. Those other things are extensions of what is happening within on the inside of me. So it's that operating on empty that I feel like I was doing for so long. And I think God gets the glory in it. And that's what he's teaching us. You know, like it says, we go from one degree of glory to the next. He's teaching us endurance and perseverance and all these character traits that he's building on the inside. It was necessary for me to experience and do those things. And it will not be in vain. But when you step into the realization of it, man, it's like, it feels good. It's a stride. Like you said, it's a stride.
It's good, man. That's good. That's good. I'm excited to be in the journey with you, buddy.
I love that you guys are with me and I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah. So, yes.
I love it. Yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you for that prompt. That was a really good, that was helpful for me today.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Challenge for you. Get around the people in your life right now, right? Because there's, you're on the West Coast. Mm. I got Kurt checking me all the time. I got Jeff checking me all the time. I got a crew. Mm. Do this with the people that you're spending a lot of time with.
Yeah.
So that they can also hear you and what you're sharing right now and use it as a litmus test to see where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you can gauge where they are, you can also add value into their life.
Yeah.
And they know how important your focus is for this coming year.
That's good. Yep.
So bring people in, like Jeff says, invite them in. That's what our buddy Jeff says, like, just be the first to do it. You want community, you want this, don't wait, go do it, go pursue them, add value into their lives, and watch the fruit that comes from that.
That's good.
So anyway,
that's good.
Yeah, man, just because you're not around as much,
yeah,
I just want to challenge you on that to make sure that you don't lose sight of that and people hear you for who you are and what you're doing, buddy.
I appreciate that.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So
all right, Kurt. Yeah, Kurt. All right, Kurt, bring it home.
Since you're going to give us the prompt 60 minutes ago, look, you had the most time to actually think about this. So
you like that? Yeah, perks of being the OG host. I mean, get over it, D. Come on. I got to get some perks out of this
That's
deal.
That's true, man. Dude, what has been your word, man?
Man, honestly, too, I mean, Adam, I love that. I love that challenge, and it's so true of like, who are you in the fire with? That you can share this with. And man, it was so fruitful. Just, you know, Case and I sat down 20 minutes over a quick dinner so I could get back over here to record and had an amazing conversation about, hey, what has this year been? How would we define this year? What were our words from last year? And did those ring true as we went through this year? And what do we hope next year is going to look like? And obviously we need to have more than 20 minutes around it, but man, even those 20 minutes are just, they're powerful. When you ask questions like that, you can make the most of a 10-20 minute conversation in a real way. So man, that was my prep for this, was just spending a little bit of time with my bride, just kind of unpacking, you know, what this year has been for us. And so my word going into this year was multiply. Mm. And my mindset around that was, you know, Case and I were trying to get pregnant at the time. We were growing the team. We had made some commitments to grow our team and multiply efforts in that way. And that was my mindset, is like, we got some things kind of on the right track. How do we multiply? Right. And that had definitely been this year in some ways. We added, you know, 3 full-time people to the team, expanded a part-time role that's probably going to go full-time in 2022. Case and I, you know, are pregnant. We're expecting our first in May, which we could not be more thrilled about. We bought our first home. Like, multiply was definitely part of the equation for us in 2021. But it's funny, Case and I kind of were thinking along the same lines when we truly take stock, as Coach likes to say, when we truly take stock of what this whole year has been. The phrase that kept coming to mind for us is hills and valleys. And I'm reminded of that Torrin Wells song. If you guys haven't listened to it, go Spotify Torrin Wells and find Hills and Valleys. Is it Hills and Valleys? Is that what it is?
Is that right? I heard it.
Powerful song.
I can hum the melody, but I can't sing.
You don't want me to sing. You don't want me to sing either. Darius will serenade us on the next show once he's listened to it. But hills and valleys, man, because, like, you know, we had those big victories that I just shared, but it's also been a year of, you know, Case and I experienced a miscarriage in our first pregnancy. Yeah. And that, I mean, just rocked us to our core. You know, we had some challenges in the business, unfortunately, but, you know, my business partner, our buddy Chad, needed to step out of our business, and amicable, and I'm excited for him and how God's using that in his life to shake some things loose. But that was difficult season for us. It's been a challenging year in the business. I do not recommend hiring three people into a four-person team all at once, all at the same time. I don't recommend that. You know, payroll is a real thing. So yes, it's training is. People. So that was a challenge. My family had some physical health challenges this year that were just real challenges. I felt old for the first time this year. I had some physical health stuff happen this year that was difficult. And so, man, in the midst of, I just felt like this year has just been a season of, man, so much joy, like through the roof. Joy and excitement and things going well, and so much difficulty of just like hard, difficult things going on in our lives. So that hills and valleys was absolutely this year. And as I was talking through that with Case even more, and just kind of like what made that feel so like exacerbated, so like extremes. Yeah. And the thing that made it feel really extreme about it was like, I was doing that going 100 miles an hour. like I just picture like, you know, those little dune buggies going through the hills and valleys. And I wasn't going around the rim of that sucker. I was just taking it full speed, straight on, throwing down, flying over the hills and down into the valleys. Mm-hmm. And man, you do that for too long, and that sucker's gonna end up with, I don't care what the suspension is on that bad boy, it's gonna end up with a broken axle and rolled a few times, and you're gonna end up with some whiplash. And that's what this year has felt like for me, is just a million miles an hour through those hills and valleys, and like the damage to show for it in so many ways. And so my word going into 2022 is tempo. And I had my dad in my head. You know, I have an amazing father who spent a lot of years coaching my sports teams, and sports is kind of how we connect, especially basketball. And one of the phrases that he always loves to, you know, shout at the TV, or, you know, shout at us when we were on the court, was control the tempo. Right. I can hear my dad in my head, and he would say it that way. Right. As like as almost like a embodiment of what we ought to be doing, of, hey, control the tempo. Right. And what he meant by that, what he would talk about all the time, hey, they're making you play their game. You need to play your game. And so, Darius, what you said about like, I can't run Adam's race. I can't run your race. I got to run my race. It's, hey, don't play their game.
Right.
Play your game and control the tempo. And so the visual that I have for that is like, you know, you picture like when a point guard gets that word from his coach, he slow plays that ball up to midcourt. Mm-hmm. He takes his time crossing the midcourt line. He takes the full count, right? And he as he's coming up to his guys, he gives him one of these, right? Like, puts his hand up and just like, hey, calm down,
right?
Settle down. Mm-hmm. Let me set up the offense. Let's run the play like we've practiced it a million times, and let's go execute. And that for me is what I hope 2022 will feel like, is not slow, not fast, but speed at the right time and precision at the right time, and just controlling the tempo in these different areas of my life, stepping into whatever that season is, whatever that moment is, with the right speed and intentionality. If I'm coming off a screen, I want to get my shoulder right up against that guy and move fast. Mm-hmm. If I'm planting my foot down and I need to hang out in the post and wait to set that back screen, I want to be patient and wait for that right moment. And I want those moments of, you know, fatherhood in May, I want to be able to soak that up and slow everything way down and just be in the moment for that. In moments of the business where we need to go pedal to the metal, I want to be able to run the hurry up and get the ball up the court and control the tempo and play the game that God's called me to in 2022.
Man, that's good, bro. Control the tempo. I love that.
You know what's funny is I'm gonna let him have this until May, and then I'm gonna ask him again, because this joker got no idea what it means to control the tempo until May hits. Wait till that baby comes. All my listeners out there with kids already. We got Kurt over here talking about control the tempo, homeboy. You're gonna try to control the temper. You ain't gonna try to control the tempo. You're gonna try to get that temper. Come on now.
Hey, just because they're dunking on your ass and they're up 30 doesn't mean you can't try to control the tempo.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
I get what you're saying.
Good for you. Good for you. That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
That'll be a good exercise for you too, Kurt, with everything that you do.
Yeah.
That'll be something I will try to hold you accountable to, man.
Yeah.
Is how are you controlling the tempo?
I think, Kurt, like, even with stepping into fatherhood, I get what you're saying is because it's not even so much about controlling the tempo of what the baby will bring. It's more of what is on the exterior. Are you going to take the time to actually invest in being a dad and being present for the moment than doing all the thousand other things that you are so gifted to do and that you are doing and at the tempo that you usually run? So I took that as that's what you're saying, is you were really trying to really gauge like these moments and be present for them too, you know, which is good. It's so good, man.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate that. My buddy, Dave Resge, friend of the pod, he's an early podcast guest. He always says, control what you can control. Mm. And I think about like, man, I might not control. And I think that's what's powerful about that control the tempo phrase is like, I don't control what the other team is doing. I don't control the offense they're running. I don't control what style of defense they're playing. I don't control those variables, but I control my response to those variables.
Yeah.
And you get that word from the coach of, hey, control the tempo, not as a like, hey, get the team to do something that they don't want to do. But instead it's about, hey, you don't have to play their game, like play your game and respond well to what they're trying to influence you into. And so I think about that for fatherhood, to your point, D, of like, man, my job is just to respond well to what fatherhood's going to bring.
Mm. You're going to have to be dynamic.
Yeah.
You're going to be dynamic, bro, for sure. Yeah. Fatherhood, running a business, being a husband, continuing this, right? Being the friend that you are, the way that you pursue mentorship and the way that you mentor others, that can't stop either. So you're a signal caller, man. You're a game manager. You know, and you're going to have to be dynamic with that. So I love where you're at, man. I love where you're at, and you'll realize it's literally like being back in practice and the practice pressures and then the game time, like, right, tip off, et cetera, since we're using, you know, analogies of, dude, when it's on, man. There's that clock ain't stopping. It's going.
For sure.
You know, and you got your time. So
for sure.
No, man, that's good. I'm glad you're getting ahead of that now. That's good stuff, buddy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So we got stewardship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got focus.
Uh-huh.
And we got tempo for 2022. I just want to say thank you to both of you for leaning into this show, for inviting men that you admire onto the show and drawing out the gold in them, right? I had a mentor say that recently, that like, man, our job is to just be curious and draw out the gold in other people. And y'all both just did such an amazing job of just drawing out the gold that you had an opportunity to when you had that opportunity to chat with the guys that you invited on the show. Mm. So thank you guys both for taking the time to do that. And man, huge thank you to the listeners, man. It's interesting, you know, as with anything, we all evaluate, we take stock of like where our time's getting invested because we're trying to be good stewards of that time and energy. And I was having some doubts about like what this show meant and maybe what direction we should take it. And is it as effective as it needs to be? And just lately, I've had several people reach out and just share what an encouragement this show has been, the times that it's kind of gotten them through, the resources they're looking for that this show has helped kind of point them in the direction of or illuminate. And so just grateful to listeners that come out of the woodwork and share that feedback with us, because it's so helpful to know that, man, we need to keep at it. We need to keep hitting this nail. So yeah, I'm excited to do that with both of y'all in 2022. Absolutely. All right.
And there you have it, fellas. That's a wrap on season 3. Can you guys believe we're at the end of the year and at the end of another season of the Grown Man Project? If you didn't have time to think of your word to encapsulate this past year during the episode, we hope that you take some time before the new year to reflect on that and to take some awareness with you into 2022. I still have my word from this past year, and it's pretty awesome to see how just a small act of intentionality can turn into something as amazing as a transformation of our character. If you enjoyed today's show, or if you've been with us all season long, go visit us at grownmanproject.com. There you can enter your email to be the first to know about all things Grown Man as we head into the new year. And then you can join our online community. And also don't forget to check out our socials at Grown Man Project, where we're releasing awesome content every single week. As always, fellas, it's an absolute honor that you've joined us. We do all of this for you. We love you. And all of us from the Grown Man team wish you a very, very happy holidays. And we cannot wait to see you next year. Take care, fellas.